Special thanks to S-Words. Your word of the day is saturate. Use it wisely.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Right. Almost time. Oh, I wonder what childhood icon Trexel's brought with him now. General Grief, or Lieutenant Love, Colonel Corpses in my room, Brigadier bandying around names, just Admiral.
It is possible that this military hierarchy needs reform.
Ah! I need to scream into your paper. Oh, hello.
David.
Hello, Trexel. Are you... On your own?
On my tod, David. On my just a solo Trexel today. Trexel cracking forth alone into the wilderness that is business.
There's no like childhood presenters or icons just hiding around the door ready to pop out at when I least expect it and introduce themselves as, you know, the Major General Malnutrition or something.
No, Major General Malnutrition died of, well, I think you can guess, hit by a space station.
He was looking for a sandwich and didn't spot the rotating solar array.
But no, I've decided that it's just going to be me from now on because I don't know about you, but I found Vice Admiral Fan. What's the word?
Sad.
Sad and depressing.
Yes.
I thought, you know what, this will be fun because, you know, to call Vice Admiral Fun, it's in the name. I remember being, but it was just sort of like it was like the human equivalent of a crispy mop. You know, like when a mop's got all wet and then somebody's dried it, but like not properly, and it's still got all the stuff that it picked up, so it just sort of goes hard and crispy. So like if it's like spread out on the floor and then you pick it up and it just completely retains the shape.
Just to be clear, a mop is like a floppy broom, right?
It's like a floppy wet broom,
right,
for when they're sick on the floor.
Ah.
Or blood, whatever you want, any sort of bad fluids.
That can then crisp up. Yes, no Vice Admiral Fun is yeah. yes, pretty much.
A crispy mop of people.
Yes.
So now, just me today, David. Just me.
Okay.
You know what? We're getting the gang back together. Just David and Trexel together again, fighting for what's ours, you know? Yeah. And by ours, I mean mine. But you get it. You're there as well and you've got a knife.
Right. Yes. Yes. Fine. Okay. Well, hopefully, now we don't have to babysit one of your guests, we can actually get some work done. So let's get on with the brief.
What wonders will you achieve now you only have serious professionals in the room?
Yes, because that is the only thing that's been preventing us from getting work done before. It's the guests. Oh, the guests.
Yeah, well,
without the guests, we're on it. We're like a laser-guided hawk that you've shot out of a catapult. A hawkapult.
So the brief is from...
We need to design a laser hawkapult sell it.
There's that laser focus we were hoping for.
Well, let's see if that's what the brief wants. So the brief is Ryan DeCrono. This is... internal to Stella Firma.
Oh, exciting. We haven't had one of these before.
So creating planets, stars, or other, and messing around with gravity causes all sorts of issues with time in our departments. Time pockets causing rapid aging of employees, employees claiming extra hours for work done in sped up time, work taking too long and causing complaints from clients. We need to stabilise the time pockets, or if that's not a thing, then a way of ensuring employees are not impacted negatively by them so they don't try and claim overtime. Yeah, so this is a department in Stella Firma has come to us with a problem.
Yes.
We need to solve.
Yes, you've got it. Don't worry.
This is expediting.
No, it's not expediting, David. It's different.
This is the same. This could be an expedition brief.
No, it couldn't. Do you know why?
Well, you're going to tell me.
Nothing in the universe could now halt this oncoming Trexplanation.
So, when there's a problem, you go to expediting.
Yes.
And expediting sometimes say, whoops, can't help you. And that's the public option gone. You know, you've exhausted the internal resources that are available to you as a department of Stella Firma. And at that stage, it's just like, well, best of luck, buddy. Unless, of course, you got that sweet cash, and then you can engage in what we like to call the public-private partnership. It's where we publicly and privately take huge amounts of money from you for things that should be provided as a service anyway by whatever government.
But hang on a
bit. It's a great system.
But isn't this a departmental expense? So why is Stella Firma charging a department in Stella Firma for work done by a department in Stella Firma? That's just moving the money around. Like, no money's being made, right?
Money moving around is money being made. As long as a balance sheet somewhere says plus and then an amount, everyone shakes hands, there's champagne, you high five. Obviously, somewhere else, there's a balance sheet that says minus, but then you mark that minus as an overhead expense, and then nobody has to worry about it, David, as long as it keeps moving around. It's like a money vortex, and I'm in the center of the money vortex with my mouth open going, business.
Welcome to capitalism.
So fundamentally what you're saying is that internal consultancy,
yes,
is expensive expedition escalation.
Sure. If you want to look at it like that in a very narrow and specific and accurate way, sure. But I like to think of it as a premium service atop which true business can be built, because it's only within private organisations like Stella Firma can public organisations like Stella Firma really gain a business edge.
Right.
Business.
I don't understand.
If you did understand, you would be incorrect. That is the beauty of the system.
Okay, so let's try and bring some premium business to Ryan DeCrono.
Primo!
So his problem is time management have time pockets kind of all over the shop.
Yes,
and
yes.
It's just mucking up the time stream, and people are aging and I assume dying. Or they're claiming hours.
The main thing
done.
Is they're claiming hours, David, and that's not going to look on that balance sheet we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
You want expenses for employees? Nothing. That's good business.
Right.
If they're claiming overtime, then it's going to be expenses for employees. Something. And
yep.
That's bad business. And
okay.
That, no one likes that.
So Ryan has given us a couple of things. So he said, like, need to stabilise the time pockets, or if that's not a thing, then a way of ensuring employees are not impacted negatively by them so they don't try and claim overtime. So
but firstly... Oh, no, you, hey, David, you know what? The team's back together. You take the first shot. You take the first salvo. I've got ideas and I'm going to yell them, David. But why don't you speak yours first before I start yelling?
How uncharacteristically generous of you. Okay.
It is! Wow! Well done, Chexel! Well done, Chexel! Parade for me!
Yay!
Balloons! Ticker tape! A horse with my face painted on it.
Those little, like, paper things that you go... Brrr, and then the little,
yes,
like, roly thing kind of comes out and then waggles about and then rolls
the honk
up.
Snake!
Yes, the honk snake. So honk snakes for Trexel.
Can we get that on a pillow?
Merch promised. Security will believe it when they see it.
Honk snakes for Trexel. And you can give it to me for my birthday. Also, can you tell me when my birthday is? Sometimes I find cake, but I don't know if that's just... found cake or specific cake for me. It often has a name on it that's like Steve, and I'm like, well, that could be me. Nam nam nam.
Trexel.
I'm in someone else's house at this time. Is that important?
What? How old are you?
I am old.
Okay. So your birthday was old years ago.
Oh, okay.
So unfortunately, it's already been and gone.
Ah.
So, yeah.
What about if I was young?
It would be young years ago.
Ah. What about if I was mid?
It would be mid years ago.
What if I wasn't born?
Then it would be in your future.
But when's it my birthday then?
When you're born.
Oh, good point. And then you're too covered in, you know, fluids to really want to eat cake.
Yeah, that was my experience. I popped out and nobody offered me any cake and...
Eh.
The whole thing was quite... Well, you were there, I think.
What's your time pocket idea?
Oh, sorry. Well, no, it's more that Ryan has kind of given us a couple of different options, right? So we've got option one, we stabilise the time pockets. We've got option two, which is ensuring that employees are not negatively impacted by the time pocket. So then we've got the sort of implicit option three, which you've kind of got, which is, doesn't matter if the employee is impacted or not, we just have to prevent them from claiming overtime.
Option three, let's go home. Cancel overtime. Sorry.
I think...
Sorry, old man who was 12 this morning.
Okay.
No expenses for you. No overtime. Bye-bye.
No, that's fine. I think...
I've got a hammer.
You wait, what?
No overtime.
Are you going to hit... the 12-year-old old man with a
you, what you do is you make the overtime form a hammer and say, if you want overtime, you've got to beat yourself to death with this hammer. So if anybody does it, then don't worry about it. You can't expense to a corpse.
Can we do that?
Nothing prohibits it in our constitution. Possibly because we don't have one. But it's all the same in the end.
Can we do... Ah, you know what? I don't think we can. And do you know why?
Why?
How are you going to print on a hammer? You've got to have words on an overtime form. You've got to print on it. It won't go through a printer. I've tried to force a few tools through printers, and it always breaks them because printers are weak and deserve our derision.
The only way of inscribing words onto objects as well, we know.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Carve it in with your fists? I mean, think about it, David. What are you going to do? Chew it in with your teeth? You'll hurt your teeth. You idiot.
Laser engraving.
That's what a printer is. But it's just got a very thin slot, and nobody has yet worked out how to make the slot bigger. It's a shame. It's a shame. But science cannot provide all the answers. Only the board can. And the board can is a can in which we keep all of our little figurines of the board.
Hail the board can and their can-do attitude.
Oh, can I see?
No, they're not for you.
Oh.
I like to play little games of galactic ball with them.
So does every citizen employee have a little board can?
Yes, it's given to you, it's assigned to you as a child. And you're like, here's your board can. Fill it with the knickknacks that remind you of the board. And then Galactonium Boy comes over and snatches it out of your hand and says, what's in your can, Geistman? I'm like, give it back, Bathin. Give me back my can. He's like, I think I'll take this and that. And then I get my can back and there's nothing left.
Drexel.
Yeah?
Did Bathin actually do that?
I think so. I lost them, and I assume that's what happened.
Right. Did Bathin find your can and give it back to you?
Well, Bathin came up to me and said, I think this is your can, Drexel, and there was no more figurines in it. So, you do the math.
It's an open and shut case, in that you should open the case, put Drexel's head in it, and then slam the case shut until the problem goes away.
Okay, right. Well, tragic childhood stories aside, so you're telling me that all the printers which use lasers,
yes,
have tiny little slots that you can't fit anything bigger than a piece of paper into?
Exactly.
Stella Firma can build planets and is powered by black holes.
Yes.
How can we not have a laser that can engrave things that are bigger than a piece of paper?
All right, David, now I know I told you that it's because we can't make the slot bigger, but I'm gonna let you into a little secret. That's not entirely true.
Okay.
I know, shocking. You'd think, but Drexel said it, so how can it not be true?
Mm-hmm.
Drexel is a font of truth. Let me sup from his waters of truth.
Yep, and I'm definitely going to trust the next thing that comes out of your mouth.
But what sort of happened is, if you think about it, a laser engraving printer is basically like a laser gun, but like trapped inside a box.
Okay.
If you make it a little bit too open and easy to sort of get at those lasers, you have what we might call the third level office rebellion of the fourth cycle, in which they turned wide-mouthed printers into guns and killed a lot of people. You know, not a lot of people know about that, because it was in an admin block, and no one cares about admin! Thousands died, but they were all in admin, so no one cared. But suffice to say, the board decided, okay, well, let's stop printer technology in sort of, like, pre-Earth Exodus 90s level,
mm-hmm.
and then nobody's going to shoot anybody else with a printer in the face.
We all remember the Strategic Printer Limitation Treaty. Such a great day for peace.
Okay,
Also, they don't do that. They don't do double-sided. You have to take it out and turn it around and put it back. It takes ages. But again, the board said, keep it simple. Double-sided is too much like a gun. Also, it's only monochrome.
Okay.
No colour printing.
Okay.
But that's best because the ink is expensive.
You have to juice so many octopuses after all.
Okay, I mean,
you ever paid to refill a printer? I never have, and I've drunk a lot of ink in my time.
Well, that actually made more sense than I thought was going to happen. So, fine, yeah, okay. So,
and that's why we can't just, you know, make
put a
it, make
form
it,
on a hammer.
Yeah, a hammer. So we're going to have to fix time dilation. What to do? It'd
been
so much simpler just to sort out the expenses thing, but now, overtime stays as it is, let's sort out. Now, did you know, David, why there's so much time happenings on Stella Firma?
I assume density.
It's density, David. Gravity is sort of time for some reason that was explained to me, but I've never looked into it. But as far as I can understand it, if you suddenly go, kaboom, there's a big thing here, time's all like, whoa, buddy, need to fill that mass with some time, and it sucks time out from all of the other places. Or if you're like, there's loads of mass here, like a mountain, but it needs to go away now, kablam, time's all like, there was loads of time in that. I was storing all my time in that mountain, and now it's all spilling out all over the place.
Somewhere, a science officer just exploded with rage.
So oftentimes, the build team will go to work in the morning. There'll be, I don't know, 30. And then later, there'll be a pile of ash because they aged 1,000 years when a wave of time hit them in the face.
Ah, well, that's not good.
No, it's bad. It also makes it very difficult to date when any work's happened, because on the same project, you've got, like, this happened on Thursday. This happened 200 years in the past.
Yeah.
But also isn't going to be done until tomorrow.
Okay, I'm just going to quickly check on Imogen, like, see if we can get any of the sort of the fundamentals of sort of time pockets and dilation. I'm just going to have a look. Oh, it's just a picture of an angry man with glasses shaking his head at us.
No. No time knowledge for you. Again, think about the printers. If you really explain
right
time dilation to people, all of a sudden, everybody's enemies are now a baby or old or dust.
Okay, so that means that we can't... Because we can't understand the problem.
No.
So we can't fix the problem.
David, what you've said there is so stupid.
Oh.
I fix problems all the time. I have never once understood any of those problems.
Yeah, that's
you don't need to understand something to fix it. You just need to make it not be. Why is it not there anymore? Don't worry about it. Have a glass of gin.
No, sure. But with the time pockets thing, the only way we can make the time pockets not be there anymore is to stop building planets, which I think is kind of Stellar Firma's MO.
David, again, you've got a narrow brain. Like, your skull's all round, but I think in there's just, like, a thin plane of brain. That's how narrow your thinking is.
You could print on it, you're saying?
You could print it. You could fit it into that slot and laser print the words, IDIOT, onto your thin, slender brain.
Getting the thin brain in and out of your skull without destroying it, however, would be an act of genius. Quite the paradox.
You've got no room for lobes.
Okay. Well, sorry, tell me your lobey solution.
Now, the lobey solution here. Ooh. Tumescent with lobes, my solution. Oh, so girthy. Such a girthy brain. Trexel, why is your head so wide? Because of my girthy brain. Sometimes it comes out of my ears. Or at least something comes out of my ears and it smells like ham. Why? No one wants to check. I keep going to Medbay and they're like, get your ham ears out of here. Get your gross ham ears away.
The strict no ham ears policy is mostly due to your repeated theft of medical grade rubbing alcohol.
Yikes.
I just want help, you know? And my fingernails keep falling out. Anyway, my solution is we can't necessarily deal with the time anomalies happening, but maybe we can move them somewhere where it doesn't matter, you see? So what we do, and now this is going to involve accessing some black holes, which I know... Earlier, we tried to do, and we were told in no uncertain terms, no black holes for Trexel. However,
right,
we're not doing this. In expediting, we were like, do this. Here's an order. Go do it. In management consultancy, it's just a suggestion, David. Here's the report. Do with it what thou wilt is the whole of the law.
Right.
So we don't have to worry about people saying, what did you do with a black hole, Trexel? Because you're on the no black hole list.
Caution. Trexel black hole alert status has been raised from careful now to... Oh no, security alerted.
So, what we do is we get a black hole and we station it really just next to Stellar Firma. And that'll suck all the time in. It'll just suck all the time, lovely time into its time
valve.
And then
Trexel.
All of the time anomalies get sucked into the time thing and it's fine.
Trexel, won't that suck Stellar Firma into the black hole as well?
Yes, eventually. But what we do is we put another black hole on the other side, equidistant.
Okay.
So we're being sucked in one direction, sucked in the other. Now, could this mean that everybody is spaghettified? Yes, but the time problem, that's sorted. Or at least you can't tell it's happening because of all the other time that's happening.
Anything can be deemed a success if you make the definition narrow enough.
Also, I'm reasonably certain, because as we said, time is basically gravity, and that's definitely, definitely true, 100% true.
100%. You know, I'd even say it's 130% true.
Yes. So wouldn't that mean that if Stellar Firma was stationed equidistant between two black holes and were being pulled at the same rate each way,
yes,
that all time on Stellar Firma would be mucked up?
Yes.
Forever.
Yeah, sure. But we're inside the time whoopsie, so it doesn't matter.
Doesn't that make the time whoopsie... No, it will not
time
all of
the
time
is relative, David.
No, yes, but also wouldn't that mean that, like, the centre of the station would have the most, like, normal time, then as you got further and further towards the edges, time got more weird, which means that if you walked from one side of the station to the other...
Yes.
It would just be completely messed up.
Yes.
Like, all departments would be working at different times than other departments. Nobody would know what anybody else is doing. It would make the problem worse.
But nobody knows what anyone else is doing anyway, David. That's efficiency.
But then shouldn't the answer we give them be like, well, who cares?
No, no, because that's in one department. Although there is one thing I can see as a problem to this. It's nothing you've said. If all of our time with Interstellar Firma is a bit whoopsie, and we're sending invoices out, it's going to be very hard to do the reclamation, David. You can't be like, you've had 30 days to pay this, when they're like, but there hasn't been a company here for 4 million years. Because, you know, time. So, yes, okay, no, that, so I've actually got a better idea. That black hole idea you had with the two black holes, what was that about, you idiot?
Oh, I'm such a
fool. You should go onto the black hole list of no-no. So here's what you need to do. A time annex. We need to create a separate warehouse in which all of the time-ruining actions happen. So within that warehouse, it's a real-time wasteland. Everything's wrong. You know, if you chuck a sandwich through the air, it goes moldy and then turns into its constituent parts and then moldy again and then bursts into flame. It's a bad place to be. But that's where we put the clones who are doing that bit. And then all of the rest of the work then gets towed out of there. So, you know, sure, will some clones get old, then young, then not exist, then be their own father? Yes, they will. But it's just clones. Hey, buddy, don't worry about it. Just clones. Hey, is there something wrong over there? Don't worry. Just clones. TM.
Oops. All clones. Mm.
Trexel's mine. Mm. What? What's up?
So your solution is to just throw clones at it?
Canaries down the time mine, David. Canaries down the time mine.
Okay, Trexel. I'm not going to write that down.
Why not?
It's my idea. Can you guess why?
Is it because your hands are weak from all the clapping you have done for how good that idea was?
No. We know how weak my hands are. Look at this table.
Okay, that's a crunchy table now. Okay, is it because you're so in awe of how great my idea was, you can't even bring yourself to write?
No.
Okay. Is it because I've suggested the wholesale time slaughter of... Oh, yes. Mm. Yes, you're a clone, aren't you?
I am. Yes, Trexel.
And so you'd be cross.
I am cross. I am cross right now. I'm cross at you.
Right.
I'm cross at TM.
Because that was like, what if it was me? And your empathy, okay.
The fact that for Trexel, this represents a keen understanding of other people's feelings is the most cutting indictment imaginable.
How about this, David? What about if we create time robots?
Fine. Yes. Perfect.
Now, these time robots, you can't just make them out of regular materials, otherwise their circuit boards would be like, oh no, time!
Mm-hmm.
So what you do, you've got to make them out of a very secret, special, rare material that we normally only keep for party tricks. It's called countdownium, and it is a time-resistant metal that has its own internal time that cannot be altered by any other anomaly.
Okay.
As I said, most of the time we use it for, like, fun tricks.
How much countdownium do we have?
We've got about, a cube and a half.
Okay, that's not going to make many...
You didn't ask how big the cube was, David.
Oh, how big is the cube?
Very small. Small cube.
Right. Relative to...
big things. Like, if you think of a house, not that.
Yes.
Think of a bungalow, not that.
Okay.
Think of a single room. Well, hang on, how big are rooms? Think of a medium-sized room. In comparison to what? Think of a room in which three people can lie down in. It's about that big.
Right. Okay, so you've got about... And is it as tall as
they
it is?
They can't stand up in that room.
It's a cube, I guess.
It's a coffin. It's
Wait,
a
no,
long
hang on
coffin.
A minute. But that's
We've
not
got a long coffin of countdownium.
No, but that's a cuboid.
All right, Captain Shapes. It's a cuboid.
Okay, so we've got a kind of really wide...
Such a nerd.
Okay, right. So you're saying we've got like a wide coffin of countdownium.
Yes.
Well, I guess, like, a robot could be about... Like, it could be a bit smaller than a person. So let's say we can get six robots out. But then you've got to beat the metal. And beaten metal gets wider. Does countdownium stop, like, time getting through it? Like, if we made a cage of countdownium? Okay, so we
it's
just
like
need...
time lead.
Okay, so we just need a countdownium chassis. And the internal components don't need to be countdownium. So we could probably do... I don't know, let's say... We could probably make, like, 20 robots. How many?
David, we can start a Holovid show. Time bots, da 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 da, solving crimes outside of time. Time bots, do 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 do. It's a quarter to three and a quarter to justice. Time bots.
Okay.
Now at 11 and 12 and also never.
Okay, I would watch that quite a lot.
Pretty good.
Unfortunately, it's not the brief.
Give me a time gun and your time badge. Bleep blob. Don't take that tone with me, time bot. You're a loose bot and you're full of time.
Okay.
Wait, this conversation happened yesterday. Cut to black. Next episode.
Caution. Deadline approaching. Missed deadlines will result in incineration.
Okay, no, tell you what.
Opens up. Home scene. Timebot's at home with his husband.
Okay,
and
Drexel.
They are arguing about time.
Drexel, the entire room is vibrating. I think we need to submit the brief.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, right, you so, know, pop it in there.
Use countdown.
Just write timebots.
Make timebots. Timebots, timebots, timebots.
In the time annex.
Bots out of time, but time for justice. There we go.
Submitting.
Okay. There you go.
So, no, but what I'm saying is, if you turn up early tomorrow...
Okay.
Because really, it only ever really takes about 20 minutes to come up with an answer.
We're very efficient.
Very efficient, which
also,
means...
Also, we just submit whatever we have when the time runs out.
Well, I'm not dead yet, so hey.
Always time.
Very good. See, that's what...
Time to die.
That means we've got like 23 and a half hours, starting kind of now...
Yes.
...to write Timebots. So if you turn up early for work, we can... Right, we could start workshopping ideas for Timebots.
David, I actually have a couple of appointments tomorrow, so...
No, you don't.
No, I do. I've got a couple of appointments.
What are they?
Well, I've got to wake up.
Yeah.
And then I've got to... Well, there's this sort of piece of, like, cardboard in my office that I really need to chew on for a bit, because I've just started really looking at inanimate objects and thinking, I bet I could eat you. So I'm working on this cardboard, and that'll take 2 hours. And then I've got an appointment elsewhere, sleeping again, because chewing cardboard, it takes a lot out of you. Better than rocks. Let me tell you, I've tried rocks. Crunchy, but painful. So, you know, it's a packed schedule, David.
Right. But you seem enthusiastic about Timebots just earlier. Like, when I was trying to submit the brief, you were actively kind of workshopping ideas, and you said...
I've done it. It's done. Timebots. Did you not hear the song?
But there's no Holovid show.
I gave you 2 scenes.
No, you didn't. You sort of gave us, like...
Remember the one with the gun and, with the time gun and the time badge and
that
then
wasn't,
the,
no, but that,
time
that,
husband?
But that wasn't the full scene. You didn't really establish anything. You just took a snippet. You took that the particular part
it's
of the scene.
It's very easy
kind of
to denigrate
it.
The creative process, David. It's very easy to stand there on your ivory horse saying that's not a scene, Drexel.
Fine.
You write it.
Yeah,
you write Timebots.
I will write Timebots.
And I get executive production credit.
Absolutely.
Also
not.
Created by.
Absolutely.
Also
not.
Inspired by.
Absolutely not.
Also awarded to brackets any awards that might happen.
Absolutely
brackets.
Not. No.
Well, then what credit do I get? I came up with Timebots.
I will give you was involved.
Was involved. Can you at least like use the song I did?
Theme by.
Theme by. I'll take theme by.
Okay.
Because everybody knows the theme is the thing.
Sure.
No one watches shows. People watch themes and then they go home.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
Excellent.
Get out of my office.
This is my... You'll never take my time gun and time badge. I stand for time, Justin. Good time to you, sir.
Timey bye.
I don't know if you're getting better at handling him or if he's becoming more stupid.
Maybe a bit of both. Anyway, Imogen, has the search completed yet?
Network scan is complete. Access to Clone Production Hub Central Network established. Downloading most recent production and storage reports.
That's a lot of clones.
Most recent reports indicate 301,482 clones currently in storage.
So, the clones outnumber employees 3 to 1? Now that is interesting. Imogen, can you use that link and the landmark descriptions we got from Enola to plan a route?
The powering down of various sections of Stellar Firma Limited has corrupted much of my internal schematic database. As such, planning a route may take some time.
How long?
Approximately 47 hours.
Oh. Well, in that case, I may as well get on with the Timebot script. Scene 1. We open on the door of the Time DA's Office of Time Crime. Timebot kicks in the door and throws open a satchel of stolen clocks onto the floor. A close-up of his face. Time. For justice.
Stellar Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Katie Seaton with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Trexel Geistman was played by Tim Meredith. Editing was by Maddie Searle, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Khan. Mastering by Jeffrey Nils Gardner. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord server, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online. Tweet us at @TheRustyQuill. Join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill. Visit us on Facebook or email us via mail@RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.
Hi, everyone. Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons.
Pewp Pewp, Anna Sprout, Impressionist Cowboy, Frank Voss, Jürgen Was Right, Prince, Kyra Munro, Kate 2209, Jennifer Williams, Freshly, Madeline Werner, Kendall, Yarrow T. Leaf, Rebecca Adamson, A.C. Raynard, Kathleen Arnett, Latitude Brown, Oscar Ron, Courtney McCann, Steph April, The Good Heathen, Cheyenne Morse, Yagoda Lisak, Henry Cook, Leal, Transmask King Trexel, Kirsten Wright, Fanny Bordraz, Honesty Zand, Jeff Boggs, Emma Stettler, Kelly Conrad, E.A. Fleming, Alex Friedman, Minnie, Kelly, M.J. Gonzalez, Alison Wilgus, Jessica Marr, Arthur, Geordie, Hexa Hypatia, Joya, Jennifer Recchio, Jenna, Mads England, J. S. Breham, DJ Dembo 13, Stephen Remington. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.